People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's Tuesday, July 20th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. More than 3 data points to know today. Work from home, and we look at political leanings, location, employee motivation, and even happiness. Plus, why you care. This is The Business of Tech. Lots to talk about today as it relates to work and workers. Let's start with data published by CIO Dive. Quote, the vast majority of a group of 510 employers with a flexible work program in place, 70% plan to adopt a hybrid work model, while 20% will return to a predominantly office-based model, according to a May survey by HR consulting firm Mercer. Fewer respondents said they would adopt a virtual-first, fully remote, or distributed model, according to Mercer, while 97% said they were planning to implement post-pandemic changes to flexible working. Fewer than half were actively deploying their strategies. Full-time, on-site employees will account for 40% of the average workforce among 430 of the employers surveyed, while an average of 29% will consist of those working remotely 1 to 2 days per week. Mercer researchers also suggested that employers look for ways to embrace flexibility beyond remote work, such as adopting flexible schedules or compressed work weeks. End quote. Here's another slice of data. In a survey by Vox and Data for Progress, turns out political leaning is an angle on it. Most Americans approve of working from home, and turns out Democrats more so. To be clear, both are overwhelmingly supportive, Democrats at 89% and Republicans at 81%. On each question, Republicans are just somewhat less likely to approve, less likely to say remote workers labored as hard or that they were equally or more productive than non-remote workers. Which leads to the question, does location matter? KPMG asked, and when asked if Silicon Valley will retain its position, a third said yes and a third said no. 22% said they believe hubs are no longer important, and twice that, 39%, think employees will continue to gather in large, tech-friendly cities. But the next theme, happiness. The Brand Guild surveyed about 1,000 Americans about their attitudes toward work-life balance and found that just about a quarter ranked work as the most important aspect of their life, down from nearly a third before the pandemic. Work, in fact, came last, with 43% of those surveyed prioritizing living and 31% prioritizing play. Living encompasses a renewed focus on family, friends, and home, with extra emphasis put on houses and apartments that have space, outdoor areas, and amenities. It's easy to figure out why: the pandemic. Haystack asked software engineers about their stress, and in a June 2021 survey, 55% of 278 software engineers in the United Kingdom feel at least moderately burned out at work. The top reasons for feeling this way are too much work and personal stress, but dig deeper, and they are really about work and personal expectations. Females are 16 percentage points more likely than males to be burned out from work, but men are 16 percentage points more likely to cite a high workload as the reason for feeling this way, whereas females point to unrealistic demands on the part of management. Non-binary individuals were not accounted into this survey. And as we consider all that, Google employees aren't happy. There's a stirring anger over policies on remote work, particularly as a senior executive indicated he's moving to New Zealand in an apparent set of special treatment. Apple employees aren't happy either. An internal letter reported on by Recode has employees asking for work from home full-time with some restrictions. This is the second petition letter in 2 months. And Apple itself has pushed back its return to the office deadline to October, responding to the resurgence of COVID variants. That per Bloomberg. Now, why do we care? The search for the answer is what interests me most, because my belief is there isn't a single one. Americans saying work is not the top priority, dropping by a third, is a headline. I maintain that we're marching towards the inevitable face-off between employee and employers in many, many cases. It seems there's this managed idea that everything will just fall back to what they want it to be, when the data is screaming that employees are going to make decisions that are larger than just what their employer wants. When an individual is reprioritizing their entire life and deciding what is most important and what isn't, and it isn't work, then they will make choices outside the scope of an employer. The opportunity here remains for those companies with leaders who chart their own path and find their values, what works for them. The political data tells me that one size does not fit all. Who your employees are and what makes up that demographic will guide you. Location, political leanings, culture, type of position, age of employee and experience needed, and the like all guide here. And those who help match those needs with the technology that best enables them, combining the business and the technology with culture decisions, will have a fantastic market. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicating to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozynta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. That work from home data, that's like catnip. I'll be back again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.